If you take a seat. I'm going to start with a prayer from St. Anselm. O Lord my God, teach my heart this day where and how to see you, where and how to find you. You have made me and remade me, and you have bestowed on me all good things that I possess, and still I do not know you. I have not yet done that for which I was made. Teach me to seek you, for I cannot seek you unless you teach me, or find you unless you show yourself to me. Let me seek you in my desire. Let me desire you in my seeking. Let me find you by loving you, and let me love you when I find you. Amen. As I have said on the previous two values, love without borders and sharing without fear, these values haven't come from nowhere. They are the articulation of things which emerged in a deep process of consultation and conversation with this community and this congregation over 2017. And they are articulations not just of nice ideas, good and agreeable things, although love, sharing and prayer definitely are things that people genuinely like, but they are the shared experience of many of us in what we have valued about our life with God. That we have received from God these things and we value them because of it. We have experienced, many of us, that love of God which is boundless, which is without restriction, which has reached out over, most importantly, our sin which divides us from him. We have a deep sense of that love that continues to break down barriers between us and God. And so we value it because we know its power and its benefit. We value sharing because we have experienced a God who is abundantly generous, who has shared of his provision again and again with us. And most importantly, he has shared our life with us in the person of Jesus Christ. And so when we come to stating that we value seeking with passion, our first thought should be we value it because we've experienced a God who seeks us out. He is a God who, when we were still far off, came to meet us in his Son Jesus to bring us home. He is the God who seeks out and saves the lost. He is a God that right from day one, when sin entered this world in Eden, came looking for his people. Throughout Scripture, God is seeking us out to share life with us. And we have experienced that seeking out. We have experienced being found by God, and so we value it. Our response to these values should be to emulate, as we pray again and again to be transformed into his likeness, we too should be doing these things, not only towards God, but to one another and to others in our community. But of the values, seeking with passion is probably the one which is most articulated in terms of what we do. It started with a lot of people saying that St. Peter's has always been a place open to question and discussion. You know more than many in our congregation the deep and profound conversations had over female ordination. Discussions which may not have gone as smoothly as we'd liked, but still the conversation happened. St. Peter's is a place where conversation and discussion, disagreement can happen. And so as we express this, part of the response should always be, well, how do we do it well? How do we do it in the spirit and in the likeness of God? This gospel reading of Zacchaeus has two types of seeking in it. Firstly, it is of a human being seeking Jesus. For whatever reason, Zacchaeus sought out Jesus to see him, and we're not entirely sure what that motivation was. We're not told. We're just told that he's looking for Jesus. But as he looks for Jesus, Jesus finds him. That scripture, God asks, if you will draw near to me, I will draw near to you. That our seeking, our searching for God in the turmoils and dangers of this life is a thing which sparks God to come looking for us, to be united with us. He waits for us to seek him, even if it is a very small mustard seed of faith. God takes it and finds us. And so this congregation, in their expression of valuing questions and searching, because we have had an experience of where God was hiding from us, or we felt like we've lost a sense of God's presence, and so we needed to find him, to search for him. And in that searching, St. Peter's as a community and as a family and as a congregation have held those questions, have held those people as they have gone on that search. There is a concern for me, however, looking back over the capturing of these words and phrases over that consultation period, as I look through the notes, the copious notes that I made, in order to try and discern what God was saying to us as a church. I have a concern that for some, and it is mainly the 11 o'clock, that some have raised up the nature of questions and doubt to being the end goal. That doubt is now the go-to thing that is okay, that God desires us to doubt and to ask questions, just for the sake of doubting and asking questions. And it's a concern to me because it is not what is written in Scripture. What is the point of asking questions if you're not interested in the answers? What is the point of seeking something if you're not in any way interested in finding it? The times when we seek is when we've lost something, when we feel that lack, that absence of something, we go searching for it. We don't go searching because we enjoy looking around the house in a panic state for our keys. We do it because we want to find the keys. Our seeking needs to be with a desire of finding. And the reason that we seek in order to find is because that is why God seeks us out. He doesn't seek us out and he goes, oh, well, if I find them all, it doesn't really matter. I just enjoy the seeking. Just enjoy the questions. We must seek with passion. A passion to find. A passion to discover. So our questions need to lead us to answers, not just to kind of finish the journey off there, but so often our answers lead us to further questions. But again, those questions are asked in order to find out more, to discover more, to find more. And in the heart of it, in the heart of all our questions about life, about what's going on, should be the search for God, for knowing God better, deeper, more profoundly, to find him in the surprising places, to find him in those places where he seems the most absent. At those times, it is the most important to stay put and to look, to find him when he may be found. That is at the heart of what feast is about. Feast is not satisfied with just asking questions. We seek out the answers so that we can know God better. And in knowing God better, knowing his will and his purposes, so that we can join in. We can be at peace with him. We can know the joy and the hope of the Lord. And what is great about the story of Zacchaeus is that we don't have to do very much seeking before God reveals. God speaks. God finds us in our searching and in our wrestling. He comes and draws near to us as we have drawn near to him. So I don't know what questions you might have of life, of faith at the moment. But be encouraged that as you seek, God is seeking you. And he is very good at finding. So ask the questions. Seek the answers. And God will speak and will reveal, because he is seeking you out too. So let's pray. Oh God, we seek your face to know you and to worship you. And in knowing you, knowing of your love for us, knowing of your delight in us, we seek out an experience of you and an understanding of you. Come and speak to us. Reveal yourself to us. As we draw near to you, this morning in sacrament, but the rest of the week in prayer, Lord, draw near to us. Share with us, without limit, your grace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.